Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the John Jacob Schmidt Show and Radio Free Redoubt. I hope you guys had a blessed week this week. Thank you for all of you tuning in here in the greater Spokane area, North Idaho, on 96.5 FM and AM 630. And for those live streaming listeners, especially those of you outside the wire. Hey, I had to make a mad dash into occupied territory today. So you are listening to, I pre-recorded this last night, and I'm going to put up an encore presentation for you guys so I can slip in and slip back out of occupied territory undetected, being smuggled across the wire by our underground partisans, helping me get back to the free zone. So I want to leave you guys with this, an encore presentation, the interview from about a month ago with Pastor Ken Peters about the church at Planned Parenthood, holding church in the parking lot of Planned Parenthood. Amazing. I just had lunch with him I just had breakfast with him earlier this week, and it just got me thinking this would be a great show to re-air. I know a lot of people really appreciated it, so I'll just I'll let it play right into the show as it aired a month ago, which is ongoing right now. So hope you guys enjoy. You have a blessed week and a blessed, safe weekend. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too. God bless. And they're largely silent. And I know I hear from a lot of you, you're very frustrated looking for a good church, or how do I find a pastor that will, you know, speak the truth boldly and get engaged with the things that were issued, that were faced with. And where do I find a patriot pastor? Well, they are around. They're far and few between. But it's my pleasure to introduce to you Pastor Ken Peters, right here from Spokane, right here. And Pastor Ken, thank you so much for being with us.
John Jacob, it is an honor and a privilege to be on your show, and I sure appreciate you and love what you're doing. So thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's an honor, and it's a team effort. We all have a different role to play, and we're reaching people that the other can't. And so there's quite a bit of overlap. So, as a matter of fact, we've got some listeners that actually attend your church, and people that are very excited about a lot of things that are going on. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And I've been wanting to do this actually for quite a while. Right now, there's a lot of argument in social media, I guess in our culture, about firearms, gun rights, Second Amendment, and the school shootings and active shooter situations. And we need to disarm the people because, well, quite frankly, it's about saving the children. And it's interesting that the people that are the most vocal, the most outspoken, militant even, about disarming citizens are also the same people that are some of the most outspoken proponents of abortion. And all in the name of saving children, but on the other hand, so we definitely have a sharp divide in our culture. We have children that are being murdered really by the millions in our own country. And the church has been, they speak out about it occasionally, but really to take meaningful action, this is something that you just started that is so unique. And I know it is taking off. You started a brush fire. So let's talk about that. The church at Planned Parenthood. Just talk to the listeners about what that is, how that got started, and then we'll go into where this is looks like it's headed.
Yes, sir. I had a special speaker come and preach in our church a while back. His name is Rusty Thomas, and his son was all over the internet for a while. Jeremiah Thomas. He was dying from cancer and has since gone to be with the Lord. But Rusty came to our church and really laid out a message for our church and brought it to our attention that we say that we believe that an unborn child is the equivalent of a five-year-old. But what would the church be doing if there was a clinic downtown Spokane and families are driving to this clinic, taking their five-year-olds in to be murdered, and then coming out with no five-year-old anymore because that five-year-old is too much work and too inconvenient and might not have a great life if that five-year-old continued to live? And so then my theology gets confronted. Do I really believe that that a pre-born child is the equivalent of a five-year-old? And am I living that way as a pastor? Are we behaving in the way that we would if it was a five-year-old as a church for the pre-born child? And I realize, no, I have to repent for that. I'm not doing enough. I'm not speaking enough. And I feel like the church is just kind of in their four walls. We're singing our songs, which I believe in. It's good. We're edifying ourselves with the Bible, which is good to a certain extent, although half the sermons are more motivational speeches nowadays than actual Bible preaching. But nonetheless, we're in our four walls. We're singing louder. The church loves to worship. We're packing out arenas with concerts and worship services, and we're singing loud. And meanwhile, down the street, they're killing the tiniest humans of all. And it reminds me of that story of in the Nazi Germany area when churches, the choir director would say, I don't know if you've heard this story before, he would say to the choir, sing louder, because the Jews were going by in the trains off the way to concentration camps.
Yes.
And they didn't want to hear the cries of the Jews being taken off. And I feel like that's what the church is doing today, JJ.
Yeah,
we're singing louder.
Yeah,
we're singing
exactly.
Louder, and we're not listening to the cries of the kids that are being hauled off.
Immediately, as soon as you brought that up, what came to mind for me, that it is in the book. There is a book titled How to Kill 11 Million People. And they talked about the complacency of a otherwise very advanced, sophisticated culture, which allowed this to take place, the murdering of men, women, and children right under their noses. And it talked about that, how they would sing louder when the trains came through, and they would time their praise and worship portion of their services for the time when the train was passing by the church. Incredible.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. How to Kill 11 Million People. It's a very short book. It's a quick read.
Wow. I can't believe they would time the worship services. And yet that's what we're doing, JJ. We are singing our tails off. As the Church of Jesus Christ, we're infatuated with singing. Meanwhile, the babies down the street in our own towns are being murdered brutally, and you can't see a Christian within a mile of Planned Parenthood for the most part.
Right. But you're doing something different now. Now what you're doing is you're timing your praise and worship service right at the time when the firing squad is about ready to when they're still when it's at work, when they're at work during the time when the executioners are just leaving the workplace. You're standing there.
Come on.
Amazing. So the church at Planned Parenthood, this sounds strange. I mean, it sounds almost new age. It sounds wrong. The church at Planned Parenthood, this is a it just doesn't. This doesn't fit. This is. I'm totally drawing a blank on the word here. I know that everybody in the listening audience is screaming the word at the radio right now, but oxymoron. Thank you. I could hear them screaming through the radio back at me. That's what they're saying. Oxymoron. So what is this? What does this mean? The church at Planned Parenthood. Describe it.
Man, you know. Yeah, you bet. You know, I've planted about three churches. Two of them still exist. We converged two of them into one. And I got this idea when Brother Rusty Thomas from Operation Save America was speaking in our church. I got this idea. I've had a bug in me to plant another church. And I'm like wondering where. And I got this idea. I'm going to plant a church at Planned Parenthood. right there on the grounds, their property or right beside their property where I can be legally is going to be my new campus. It happened in the middle of a church service, I believe, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did, brother. We planted a church and we have service once a month. And I'm telling you, this is really, you know, Jesus said, let your light shine. Well, we're not shining just inside the four walls. You can't let your light shine. I think the church cares about the unborn, but our light is under a bushel. And so what we're doing is we're going out, we're having church. We're singing, like you said. We are singing and we're timing our singing right there at Planned Parenthood, right there when they're killing babies. And every single time we've had two services. We've had over 100 each time. One time over 200, the other time over in the winter, and you can feel the electricity. You can feel the spiritual warfare right there. We're taking church to the gates of hell.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But if the church doesn't engage, then the gates of hell will enjoy their the lack of our presence.
Absolutely. Now, the world are at war with God and God's people. They're fine with Christians, and they're fine with churches being in their communities as long as you keep it in your four walls. As long as you just stay inside your box, you can have your religion. It's just fine. But when you come out of that box, that's what's going to get some people riled up. So you didn't just rent a building next door to Planned Parenthood to hold a church service. You're right out in the open. They can sing. They can hear the praise and worship. You're like in the parking lot, correct?
Yeah, you know, the leftists and the liberals, they don't mind us as long as we don't talk politics, as long as we don't get in their way, as long as we hide away and be passive. But yes, we are right there on the lawn, right beside them, where they can't do anything to us. We're safe. It's public property, but it's right in their grill. And so we're taking the church to the gates of hell, right where they're doing the most evil things, sacrificing our own young to the god of convenience.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so let's clarify some things here, because I know this is going to be the argument. This is being done to intimidate and threaten and coerce or even block women that are trying to go into this place for services. What's your response to that when people are saying you're doing this just to threaten and intimidate people? Have you threatened or intimidated anyone?
I love this question. What we are doing is we are worshiping God, plain and simple. That is it. We aren't intimidating. We aren't this church at Planned Parenthood. We aren't yelling angry stuff. We are worshiping God. We're taking up an offering for moms that are in crisis and different ministries that fight against this atrocity. We are praying. And we are having a 5 to 10 minute sermon. We're taking the church, what we do in the four walls, literally, we're taking that church and we're putting it on the lawn of Planned Parenthood. And we call it the church at Planned Parenthood because we want as many pastors and as many churches. This isn't about Covenant Church, the church I pastor. This is about the church of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we are believing God,
the body,
that revival fire will spread across this nation and that churches all over this country will begin to get the same vision and let their light so shine before men.
Absolutely. This is so encouraging. Now, I have personally not attended one of these yet, but I intend to. But all of the, after speaking with you and speaking to those who have attended so far, are saying that this is strictly praise and worship. People think of this, Baptist church where they're pointing
the
and they're saying,
Baptist.
There we go. We hate
yeah.
you. You're going to hell. This is done out of love. And you're not even confronting. You're not confronting. This isn't militant. You're not confronting the abortion doctors. You're not trying to block women from going in and out. You're standing back holding praise and worship. Praising Jesus, and this is done out of love. Do you ever come into contact with, what was their reaction the first time you did this?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We now, I'm not against people doing that, you know, but anything to stop this murder. But listen, now I'm against Westboro Baptist. Don't get me wrong. I'm way against that. But that's not what this is. This is church on the lawn of Planned Parenthood and worshiping Jesus. And yeah, the first service we went to and the second, well, the first service we went to, we had over 200 people there. And all the employees at Planned Parenthood, JJ, ran out of Planned Parenthood, got in their cars in the parking lot, and they fled.
Yes.
And all we were doing was having church. That's all we were doing. And
right.
And immediately the scripture came to mind that the wicked flee when no one pursues,
yes.
But the righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm telling you, that scripture verse came to light right there.
That is amazing. That's a scripture coming to life right
there.
Come on. Amazing. So they ran. They ran out. Because I saw prior to the first one, the first church service, I saw the social media posts where the head, whatever they are, from Planned Parenthood, they're saying these guys are planning a church service. These are militant extremists, religious extremists. So they had everybody pumped up. This is going to be some wild extremists frothing at the mouth. Christians, you know, coming after. I don't know. They imagined being tackled by these Christian radicals or whatever. But it was a beautiful thing. I mean, every the word that got back to me, it was just, I was so encouraged by this. I mean, it's just boldly, like you said, as bold as a lion, right out in the open, unafraid, unashamed, and also done out of love. In no way was anybody even confronted. I don't, have you spoken to any of the women who came to Planned Parenthood? Have they stopped and talked to you, or have any of your folks talked with any of them? Any interaction at all?
You know what? You know, we do have church people that go out during the day. Oftentimes we go out there during the day and the light, especially in the wintertime when it's light out. And we do plead with moms and we ask them, please don't do this. And we've literally had people leave because and not kill their baby because we've been out there. So,
wow.
But that's not what this is.
Right.
And we've last service, we stretched out our hands towards the Planned Parenthood, and I had a pastor lead out in prayer, and he prayed this amazing prayer, and we were all praying, and the employees of Planned Parenthood opened the blinds, looked out the window, saw us all stretching our hands out towards them and praying against the evil atrocity that's going on in there.
Wow.
And they immediately, and a bunch of our people started waving at them, you know, just nicely waving at them. And they shut those blinds so quick and ran off. So, no, there hasn't been any direct dialogue at this church service because, you know, we're there to worship God at this,
right.
this event. We're there to worship God. We're there to pray. We're there to repent. Because
yeah.
this is the greatest evil of, you know, every generation has their great evil. In the 1700s and the 1800s, it was slavery, and that needed to be confronted. And thank God for the great Christians that confronted that.
Yeah.
But today, the slavery issue of our generation, Brother JJ, is the killing of our young. That is the slavery issue of our day. And my dream is that the church be a part of abolishing abortion, just like we abolished slavery.
Wow. Well, this is just awesome. Awesome. Okay, we are with Pastor Ken Peters, a pastor from Covenant Church, who spearheaded this new church plant, the Church at Planned Parenthood, and it's taking off. He's not alone. Other pastors are joining him, and now this is beginning to get nationwide recognition. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you can get your pastor involved. Or for our pastors that are in the listening audience, how you can take a bold stand and intervene for the defenseless and the oppressed, as the Bible calls you to. So this is Radio Free Redoubt, and I want to thank our sponsor this segment, Works Holsters, WERKZ.com. is the website for learning how to, you can get your hands on your custom made holster, Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Stay right there. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you Liberty State supporters. The Liberty State Committee would like to thank and congratulate all of you for your tremendous progress that has been made this year. Because of all of your efforts, we have achieved all the goals that needed to be met in stage one of our Liberty State agenda. Because of your efforts, we have given our PowerPoint presentation to over 25 groups across Liberty State, brought volunteers on board in each of the Liberty State counties, and are establishing uniform volunteer structures of leadership in each of those counties. The county volunteers are now organizing their own volunteer outreach meetings and bringing in more volunteers. The latest counties to hold their own first meetings are Ferry County, Benton County, Stevens County. That is huge. That is causing exponential involvement. We have all worked hard in stage one of this effort and have achieved something each of us can be very proud of indeed. We have achieved the set goals for stage one, and now is time for a holiday break. Starting the second week in January, be prepared to dig in and move forward in a big way as we move into stage two of our effort, where we will be bringing our elected officials on board and submitting the Liberty State Constitution to our volunteers that we have been working on for the past year and a half. Plan to join in on this awesome effort today by volunteering or by donating to the Liberty State effort and make a difference that will actually count. Again, Merry Christmas, everyone. I am Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
We're back. This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. Thank you guys for listening. And if you're just joining us, we've got a great guest talking about some very encouraging things right here in Spokane, in the heart of the American Redoubt, a patriot pastor taking a bold stand, leading the way, and leading other pastors that are joining him. So I'm looking forward to continuing on with that discussion, and I hope that you guys are also enjoying this. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com is the website. Seven fully furnished suites right on the St. Joe River in beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, for your weekend getaway. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, Pastor Ken, thank you for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Brother JJ.
All right. Now, we've got in the last 5 minutes, I want to get a lot of stuff out there. First of all, I know this is beginning to get a lot of attention, and other pastors are contacting you, and they're wanting to come on board. You've got several. How many pastors have joined you just in this community in the Spokane, greater Spokane area?
And just in the Spokane area, we've got about seven already, and we just started. So seven pastors working together for a cause like this that takes courage and, you know, could cause even some drama in their own churches is fantastic. And I really appreciate Pastor Sharam Hadian out in the Valley area. He's right there with me and has been every step of the way. So, good response so far.
Good. Okay. And so let's get the website out so folks can go start checking that out right now.
You bet. The website is thechurch@plannedparenthood, and the at is A-T. So thechurch@plannedparenthood.com. And on there, we'll have the next service time countdown. If pastors want to become a part of it and link up, then there's a pastor section where we're getting as many affiliate churches and pastors as we possibly can. And, of course, we're looking to see this go nationally as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm looking at it. There's less than 11 days before the next one. We're counting down right now. So the date of that is going to be, there it is, December 26th is the next church at Planned Parenthood. And so where is that located?
Yes, sir. Located on what I call Division and Planned Parenthood, but it's actually Division and Indiana, right there on the corner of Division and Indiana, just in a little bit. There's the Planned Parenthood. You can park anywhere around there. We start the service at 5:30 to give folks a time, you know, a chance to get off of work maybe and stop by on the way to work and even get to their church. We only have a half an hour to 40-minute services. So we keep them really, really short so people can get off to their own church services or and get on with life. So if you can make it out there, anybody, pastors, people, parishioners, radio show extraordinaires, whoever you are, we would love to have you come on out for our next service, December 26th. And what a fitting time to defend the unborn. Jesus was at one time a preborn child.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that John the Baptist, when Jesus came into the room, John the Baptist was in his mother's womb. And the Bible says he leapt for joy in his mother's womb when Jesus came in. So here, yes. Here you see the first dialogue of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his mother's womb with two unborn children. Can you believe that?
Unreal.
Having a Holy Ghost dialogue right there in the wombs of their mothers.
Well, and speaking of that, this has got to be the pinnacle of spiritual warfare on the at the local community level. The spiritual warfare that must be taking place there has got to be incredible. I always thought of what it would be like to have a pair of goggles that you could actually see the spiritual warfare, the spiritual realm, what that must look like while you're holding this church service, giving praise to Jesus at a place that's a demonically filled place where our children of our nation are being murdered. This is amazing to me.
Yeah, I'm sure, Brother JJ, you've seen the movie Braveheart, being the man's man that you are. I know you've seen that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But you know the scene where the two armies they're running towards each other, and then they're running and running, and the music is amped, and then finally they collide right in the middle, and guys go flying and spears and swords.
Oh, yeah.
And just that's how it feels. It feels like it's right there. When you're out there having service, it's not like your Sunday morning deal in your church walls. It feels like you're right in the middle of that Braveheart collision.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're out of time right now. So, Pastor Ken, thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Please, if you can, be there December 26th for the next Church at Planned Parenthood. You can learn more by going to thechurch@plannedparenthood.com. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Join us tomorrow night for our 8 p.m. podcast. God bless, and you guys have a great weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.